Side Questing, an unusual and charming tale for children and adults. Similar in tone to Signed Venus, this audio drama from Tom Minear is both lighthearted and fun. The difference between the two is the former has a main plot they follow. While not following a capital P plot might sound like a story without direction, the lack of unfocus is surprisingly well done, and the title, Side Questing, is an appropriate one for the miniature stories being told. It's a show almost for children that's obvious with its message, like Dora the Explorer, but those messages are important for everyone to hear. You can listen to the episodes of Season 1 in any order, as they're mostly self-contained, but it'll be more enjoyable if you start with Hero Night and end with NPC, as there's some connective tissue between certain adventures. There is a Season 2, which may deviate from this unorthodox storytelling formula, but don't go in expecting a Brandon Sanderson epic fantasy like Mistborn or Stormlight Archive. This may be a fantasy world, but the focus isn't on the originality of the setting. There are elements of a larger world, and the main plot is present despite the main character's refusal to partake in it. Perhaps the most obvious example of the world at large is the dark wizard who lurks in the background and is mentioned every so often by characters. The main character, named Ryan, just doesn't want to go on a grand quest to defeat the Dark Lord. They'd rather adventure their way, and it doesn't feel like padding or aimless wandering for a majority of the time. Something which shouldn't work, but does. Hashtag own voices and writing the other. In making the author and protagonist the same sexuality, the power of diversity can root itself deeper than someone who just consumes stories by minorities and writes about them. The fact Tal Minear can write from experience in a fantasy world is great for people who want to understand the mindset of someone in a minority. It's the first step, but a necessary one in today's divisive climate. Not all the side quests focus on Ryan's sexuality and orientation, but even those are fun and enjoyable because of the episodes leading up to them. Where this story truly shines is with creating empathy for a marginalized group in a way children can enjoy and adults can learn from. 5 out of 5 stars.
Next time on Audio Drama Reviews.
The Pod Play presents How to Bury the Pets, starring Hugh Ross and Jonathan Davis, written by David B. Harris.